Good backup. All right, Tavos, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up Emirat Hashem on page Reish Vav in the Perek Yotes of the Ramchal. So it's actually, if you're looking at the red edition, it's page Reish Vav, section Yod Beis. V'amnam, Od Ikar Sheni Yish Pekavanas HaChasidus. There is another aspect, a second aspect. You know, we spoke about kanos, we spoke about a certain amount of zealotry and selflessness when it comes to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's another aspect as well, which is tovas hadar. Shehinei ra'i l'chol chosid sheyizkavim b'masav l'tovas doro kulo l'zakos osam u'lahagin aleihem. That there is a concept that every chassid should have kavana with his actions for the benefit of the generation, to benefit them and to protect them. The idea was that the chassid does not just exist for himself, but everything that the chassid does, he does for the benefit of his people. He says, literally, to benefit them and to protect them. Imru tzaddik kito, say that the tzaddik is good. Kipri ma'alalehem yochelu. Literally, the fruit of their efforts, they will eat. Shekala dar ochal meperosav, that it is the entire generation ultimately who benefits from the fruit of the tzaddik. Bless you. He goes on. V'chein amru chachamim zichron l'bracha. Bless you. Hayish ba'itz. Bless you. That when Moshe Rabbeinu sends the miraglim, one of the things he tells them to look for is hayish ba'itz. Is there a tree? And the Gemara points out, im yesh mi shemegin al doro ka'itz. Is there, meaning, what do you mean, are there trees? So of course, Pasha Pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, are there fruit trees? Right? Are there trees that are ultimately able to sustain the population? Bless you. But the Gemara understands that what he's really asking is there other tzaddikim in the land who ultimately protect their generation like a tree? And if you look at footnote 246, he writes, Ke'etz, Shechosim Bitzilo Mugonim Migeshim Umishrav, that those who go ahead and literally dwell underneath their branches of the tree are protected from rain and from incredible heat. So as I said, the idea, it's a very beautiful image that the tzaddik has this identity as a tree, that he is someone not only who gives to himself and who does good for himself and who benefits himself obviously through his actions, but his actions ultimately are a source of benefit for the others of his generation as well. But tira, and we could see shezeu ritzono shel makom sheyihiyu chasidei Yisrael mezakim umechaprim al kol shar hamadrego shebohem. And you can see that it is the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the righteous of Israel mezakim benefit umechaprim and atone al kol shar hamadrego shelohem, and all the other types of people who are not chasidim. Very interesting idea. Meaning that Ribono shel Olam wants us to dafko look at, wants the chassid, wants the especially pious one, to be able to spend a good part of his life looking out for the needs of others and somehow uplifting those who are clearly not and maybe will never reach his level. And this is what Chazal meant when they said, Balulav uvaminav, yavo elu, v'yichapra leila, that these should come to go ahead and atone for these. Well, we'll discuss them in just a moment. Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz ba'avdan harishayim. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam does not, this is amazing, the Ribbono Shel Olam does not want that the wicked should perish. Ela mitzvah mutelas ala chasidim lishtada lezakosam ulechapra aleihem. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not want the wicked to perish. Instead, the Jewish wicked to perish. Instead, what he wants is for the righteous to come along and ultimately uplift them. His imagery, of course, with the lulav is that we're familiar with the famous approach of Chazal, that the dalad minim, the four species, represent all different types of people. And, you know, in there, you have ultimately, again, let's say the aravos. And the aravos, again, either have a scent or a taste, representing the Rishayim, and everybody is brought together with the Esrog, which represents the Tzaddikim. The Esrog represents the Lulav, represents the Tzaddikim, and everybody's brought together as if to show that it is the job of the righteous to uplift the wicked. And this is a very important yisod as well, that it almost appears, you know, sometimes we wonder why HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows for certain types of wickedness to occur. I mean, within our own people, like why he allows us to get ourselves into such trouble. And the simple answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the righteous the opportunity to uplift the wicked. That if we see something wrong in another, if we see individuals who are simply not doing the right thing, it's our opportunity to go ahead and somehow bring them closer and lift them up. He goes on, he says, V'zeh tzarich she'aseh b'kavanas avodaso, v'gam b'tfilaso b'poam. And a person has to do this with directed avoda, and also with his tefillah, with his prayers. D'hainu, she'ispala al doro, l'chaper al misha tzarich kapara, that you have to daven for your generation, to give atonement for anyone who requires it, u'lahashev v'tshuva misha tzarich la, and Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu should put into the heart of all those who need to do tshuva, they should have the koach to do so, Ulalamid Sanigaria al Hadarkula. And it will say, you know what, the job of the chassid is to be the defender of the Jewish people. Right? The greatest, sometimes the greatest accomplishment. You know, we're not an easy people, but we are a magnificent people. And the truth is, sometimes you hear people speaking negatively about Klal Yisrael. There's nothing worse than speaking negative about your people. It doesn't matter which stream or which segment it is. Our job is to always speak positively, is the job of the chosid, is to uplift Klal Yisrael and to somehow be the defender of Klal Yisrael. When Daniel says, and I have come in your word, I have come in your word, as Mishalo Chazar Gavriel v'nichnas lifnim min apargod, ela kishelime tzanegariya al Yisrael, that the Malach Gavriel was not privileged to be able to walk in to beneath, to behind the pargod. The pargod ultimately is the curtain that separates HaKadosh Baruch Hu from all the rest of the celestial sphere, until he spoke positively about Klal Yisrael. V'gidon ne'emar lo. You can see over here, but if you look at footnote 251, he explains a little bit more. If you look in the second line of that footnote, V'chazal be'ero b'drashasam, sha'ish hazeh, haya hamalach Gavriel, shalimei zechus al Yisrael, b'beizdin shal malo, ba'askiro eskidulaso shal Daniel, v'zeu ma shegila lo Daniel b'mara, v'ani basi, huchnasti al makom hamayel lefnim in apargol, b'dvarecha, So the footnote says that Daniel said like this, when Gavriel the Malach spoke positively about Daniel and about Klal Yisrael, as a result, Daniel says, I was able to enter into the pargod, enter behind the curtain. Well, it's an incredible idea. So what Daniel is saying over here is, as a result of someone speaking positively about me, then ultimately what? I was uplifted, and I was able to go ahead and go into the, literally the mechitza, the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea that Ramchal is saying over here, this is in a much more nuanced actually. Ramchal is talking about the need to go ahead and speak positively about Klal Yisrael. What he's telling you is something amazing, that there's an incredible byproduct, it's okay, of speaking positively about people, which is what? You uplift them. Now, how is it that you uplift someone by speaking positively about them? Well, it's like, you know, if you say something nice to someone, you give someone a compliment, you build them up, they feel better about themselves. When they feel better about themselves, and at the end of the day, they feel more empowered to do good things in life. See what's happening over here? So Daniel says that when Gavriel, the Malach, said something nice about me, when he said a comment about me, that empowered me to grow, and I grew to the point that I was able to enter into the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an incredible idea. Rabbi Nachman writes about this as well, this power that ultimately when you speak positively about someone, you elevate them, you enable, when he says, you enable them to do tshuva. What he really means, I can't enable, in order to do tshuva, tshuva is a personal process. So Rabbi Nachman says that if I speak positively about someone, I enable them to do tshuva. What it means is if I speak positively about someone, literally I give them the koach and the confidence to be able to be more. He goes on, he says, V'chumash Adam magdil ahavas l'Yisrael, and the more a person intensifies his love for Klal Yisrael, gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu magdil alav, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and shows him love as well. V'eileheim haroim ha'amitim shal Yisrael, and these are the true shepherds of Klal Yisrael, she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafet bem harbe. It will say, you know what the qualifications to be a shepherd of Klal Yisrael, if you're looking for a job, the qualifications to be a shepherd of Klal Yisrael is, you have to love the Jewish people. You know, sometimes you hear people say, and it always bothers me, I don't like Jews. Like they say it like, you know, or I like to go, you know, places where there are not a lot of Jews. Like, what does that mean? What does that mean? Like, you say to your wife, like, I love you, but I'd rather not be around you. You know, I love you very much. But if I could kind of be, like, somewhere else where you're not there, I'd much rather be there. How can you, first of all, even if you feel that way, how can you talk that way about Klal Yisrael? And then you have to ask yourself, like, how exactly is it that you feel that way? Meaning the idea is that to be part of Klal Yisrael, to be a member of Klal Yisrael, to be around other Jews, is the greatest bracha in the world. So he says over here, if, you know, that's the difference between leaders and followers. So followers have all different kinds of feelings about Klal Yisrael. They like Jews, they don't like Jews, you know. I've heard people say, I love Judaism, but I'm not so fond of Jews. How people even say words like that is beyond comprehension. That's why those people are never going to be leaders. They might be good followers or maybe not such good followers. But what makes a leader says that the Ramchal is an incredible, abundant love for Klal Yisrael. I will say you should know, that's why, interestingly enough, if you notice that at least in Tanakh, almost all of our leaders, really up until David HaMelech, all shared one common trait, and that is that they all started out as shepherds, which is quite interesting, right? The Avos, obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yoshua, up until David, really, I say up until David because David established a dynastic monarchy, which means that his son Shlomo grew up in a palace, which meant that he was not shepherding sheep. So it kind of changed over there. But what's the pshat? Because I will say, you know, shepherding is one of the hardest professions. Why? Because what happens? This sheep wants to go over here, and this sheep wants to go over there. This one wants to drink, and this one wants to eat. This one says he's going too quickly, and he doesn't say. But this one's, you know, going too fast. This one's going too slow. What's the job of the shepherd? The job of the shepherd is to want to keep the flock together and to exhibit a concern for each and every sheep. You know, if the shepherd says, you know, sheep, you want to go right, we're going left, you know, gay gives them to hate. Go ahead, good luck, let's see how that turns out for you. Right? If the shepherd lives life like that, oh, or you need to drink now, we just drank 5 minutes ago, you need to drink again. If the shepherd takes that approach with the flock, very quickly he'll be out of a job because the flock will very quickly thin out. So the Ramchal says, and it's an incredible yisod, that to be a leader for Klal Yisrael, a leader who's beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person has to love Klal Yisrael. And it's loving Klal Yisrael in word and loving Klal Yisrael in deed. And he says again, Ki ayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohev, ela lemisha ohev, I'm sorry. The Gidon ne'emar lo lech b'koch achazeh lefi shalimeid sanigoria al Yisrael ki eina kodesh baruch hu ohev ela lemish. I'm sorry, I read that already. Ve'elim arom amitir shal Yisrael shekodesh baruch hu chafetz b'am harbe shemosrim atzom al tzono. They sacrifice themselves. Literally, they give up themselves for as sheep. Ve'darshim u'mishtaglim al shlomam ve'tovosam b'chol adrachim. The omdim tamid beparetz they spal aleim levat lagzir sakashos uliftoach aleim shari habracha. And I will say these leaders, they're selfless. They're always willing to give for the flock, always willing to daven for the flock. And when the flock is in need or the flock is in trouble, they're always yisir. I will say here's the chilik. The difference between a follower and a leader is the following, says Ramchal. When there's a need or when there's a crisis, so the follower will be very quick to point out to you what the crisis is and all the things you did wrong to get into the crisis. That's what a follower does. A leader says, I love my people. We're in crisis. Let me roll up my sleeves and figure out what to do to fix it, what to do to better it, what to do to look out for the flock, what to do to look out for the individuals. That's the chilek. And says the Ramchal something so beautiful. You know what the Ribono Shel Olam loves more than anything? He loves the chassidim. He loves the pious one, who decide to dedicate themselves to the needs of the klal, who decide to step up when the klal is in trouble, who decide not to criticize the flock, but how to figure out how to better the flock. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up bottom of Reish Zayin and Meretz Hashem tomorrow.